It's the X's and O's. It's the radio shows. It's exclusive and in-depth conversations with the GM. It's all that and more. And it's Texans Weekly, starting right now.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Texans Weekly. I'm Patty Smith, and the Houston Texans have a big week this week, of course, coming off the big win against the Tennessee Titans and preparing for yet another divisional foe, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Lots to get to, lots of news this week, and let's start with the biggest news of the week, and that is the status of Jadeveon Clowney.
We met as an organization this morning with all of our medical personnel, doctors, trainers, And we came to the decision that in the best interest of JD is that we will place him on injured reserve and he will have surgery on his right knee. I will not get into the details of what type of surgery it is or when it is. So I just respectfully ask you not to ask those questions. But we think that it's in the best interest of JD and our team right now to do that for him. And then he will, as soon as he is able to, start rehabbing his knee. He will rehab very hard, and he'll be back.
And in other news throughout the week, the Texans are no stranger to Player of the Week awards, but this time it wasn't on the defensive side. It was AFC Offensive Player of the Week awarded to none other than Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I mean, it's a huge honor, and obviously, in order to do that, some of the spectacular catches that were made and the keeping me clean all day with the protection and all that, it's a nice honor for everybody on offense.
Ryan definitely appreciating the award and thoroughly enjoying the day. In fact, after the game at the press conference, even his son got involved a little bit.
Let's see, Brady, I'm going to put you on the spot here, buddy. Okay? Brian, maybe you could give – can you have a calculator on your phone?
What's that?
Do you have a calculator on your phone? All right. Brady, come here. All right, Brian, I want you to give – you stand right here, okay? I want you to give Brady two numbers with from 90 to 99 in there, and he's going to multiply them together for you. Two 90 numbers.
All right. You ready?
9,021,
Brian. Can you look at your calculator, please? Does that say 9,021? Boom! Thank you.
He's king of our house for the week, I think. Yeah, he's been getting some shout-outs at school and stuff. He's pretty excited. I got more texts about that than did about, the game, just in terms of, how he was able to withstand the pressure and get the problem right and all that. But it was a neat moment for me to bring him up and, kind of unrehearsed or anything, just, introduced him and brought him up, and I didn't know what he was going to do, but he nailed it.
Very impressive. I'm sure you guys have seen him around here before. I mean, that's why I don't have too many conversations with him, because I might get talked in circles. So I try and kind of stay away, especially when they're talking about binary code and he's trying to teach people all those types of things. So I just slowly back away.
Well, clearly the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. All right, we've taken our first time out here on Texans Weekly, but don't go away. We still have lots to talk about, including looking forward to the game against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And to do that, we'll start with General Manager Rick Smith after this. Stay with us.